Check, check. Frankie, Pussy Cuntellini.
Anyways.
Check.
So the plan, I guess what we'll do is we'll just tank the show purposefully.
Hell yes. Now we're talking.
That's been the plan for going on 3-4 years now.
This
really is the producers.
I support the plan, but I don't like the fact that you call it the final solution.
Yeah, well, no, it is.
You're constantly tuned for.
What are you doing
to
right
listen
now?
to look out for anti.
No, you've been calling it the final solution.
Anti Ben.
You've had T-shirts made up that say the final solution.
Anti Ben.
About us ending the show.
Yeah.
How about the United Colors of Benetton going on Twitter and being like, "This is anti-Benetic." Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. This is anti-Benetism.
Anti-Benetism?
Yeah, whenever mm-hmm. anybody's saying stuff about, you know, the fucking... They're like, I don't like wearing shirts.
That's anti-Benetic.
This is anti-Benetism.
Benetism, yeah.
And I see.
They changed their name to the anti-Benedition League.
League, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be something else,
and
dude.
They're sort of busting on the
anti-definition.
You know Jays.
Huh?
You know Jays.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Where's Benetton at? I haven't seen an ad for quite some time.
Everybody's talking about Jay-Z. How about Christian Z? That's mm-hmm. who.
Yeah.
Everyone is talking about
it
Jay-Z.
It is short for Jewish Z.
Yeah. Well, Jewish Z.
He's always talking about Benjamins and Jehovah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yahweh.
Yahweh Adonai.
Come on, bro. You can't say that.
Fuck
you can't take the Lord's
Jewish
name
God.
In vain.
He can. Why doesn't he
Come
suck
on,
my
bro.
Adonai?
You know, I don't do much, but I follow the Ten Commandments. All right.
Is that the secret name
What's
you're not
with
allowed
weird,
to say?
The weird Torah cadence you have to do where they like pretend, half pretend it's a song.
Shagarabura, the fucking penis, the fucking asshole.
I'm fucking good. I sucked up a guy. That one
yeah, that's really good.
I'm looking good.
Honestly. You know what? Sometimes Nick displays very intimate knowledge
no,
of things.
No, he doesn't.
How do you know that?
That's. Everyone has seen people fucking chanting. Like, priests do the same shit.
Yeah.
What do you mean intimate knowledge?
That's, I don't know. I
anyone
like
who's
that's
ever
pretty
seen...
expert knowledge.
No,
I don't
it's
know.
Not. Has anyone ever seen
All right.
fucking...
I was trying to say I was impressed.
No, expert knowledge is that I know your social security number.
No, okay. Don't...
This is the kind of intimate
Listen,
details.
We all know my social security number. I had to text it to you. Mm-hmm. Before my first episode of the show.
That's true.
How about United Colors of Benetton on their Twitter? They're like, wow, when you type your social security number on Twitter, it automatically censors it. And then they just put 9 stars. And then they're like, try it out in the replies.
Right.
And then they use, because people do it, and they'll display it. And then they open up a bunch of credit cards in people's names and buy a bunch of shirts.
From themselves.
And yeah, and then when people accuse them of fraud, they're like, this is anti-Benetonism.
Yeah, that's smart.
This
you're
is anti-Benetic.
Yeah.
Just because we're Jewish, we would do
right.
something
no,
like
now
this.
You're...
Benetic. Yeah, but they're also...
Benetic has a really nice ring to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Benetic Arnold.
Who's...
Can I have Eggs Benetic?
Oh, Eggs Benetic.
Benetic Arnold.
Benetic Arnold.
Is that how it would be? Eggs Benetic?
I guess.
Benedict... Eggs Benetic.
I don't know.
That'd be an annoying
Even
way to
I'm
wear
having them. A hard time
Year
with this
six of the podcast.
Yeah. Let me get the Eggs Benetic.
Let me get it. Hey, bitch, Eggs Benetic on the double.
Is it waitress? My yeah. name's Claire.
It's server, bitch.
Hey, server.
It's food, bitch. Wearing a trilby and a bib.
Hell yeah.
Yo, food, bitch.
Hey, food, bitch. More fucking whipped
it is,
cream,
it
please.
It is funny because so all these, like, the Zoomer kids now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some girl was telling me they call it, like, the Y2K look thing. They all dress like Britney Spears or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Like, 20 yeah. years old and they dress
Baggy
like...
Baggy pants.
Yeah, that yeah. kind of thing. Like,
yeah, it's funny.
Boot cut denims.
I can't
but
wait.
That means that they're only, like, they're literally only 3 years away from the resurgence of, like, trilbies and vests.
Uh-huh.
And what's like, a trilby?
It's that gay little fedora.
Oh.
You know, like the fucking, like, the Kmart Jason Mraz collection.
Oh, the straw
I didn't
fedora.
Know that.
But you would think it's because that...
I didn't know that name.
For, maybe it's just me, but our
age... You know,
age,
maybe you're right. Maybe he does have
our
intimate
age,
knowledge of things.
He's a smart guy, dude. One of the smartest guys.
Being our age specifically, it seems like there's a huge gap between the Britney Spears era and the fucking, like... I guess the killers kind of
right, yeah. But it was really like
Dashboard indie. Confessional indie. Era.
No, that's a good
very
point.
Short it seems, period. But yeah, no, it's only like 2 or 3 years.
2004 is
it's
when
just,
that
that's
started.
When your dick grows. So yep, yeah, you feel
I'm still
like,
waiting on that.
You feel like Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah,
I in those years, you're like, I have seen the ends of the universe yeah, and all of time.
I've crossed over.
I've started jacking off to
I've
the movie Road Trip.
I'm 5'2" with a fully adult penis.
I've listened.
These truly are the best. Yeah, I mean,
I'm serious. Listening to Mr. Brightside made me feel mature.
I listened the first
I thought
time.
That this is what adults must listen.
The first
to.
Time I listened to the Killers was on the radio while playing GameCube,
dude. That's when you became a man.
That's when. That's so funny to remember. It's like I'm like, wow, tech is so different. It's like, no, I was just poor. It's like I literally just listened to the radio in my home.
I used
like
to,
a fucking 80-year-old man.
I downloaded them on Kazaa.
And I was like, what the hell is yeah. this? I was like, this song's this is unbelievable. Cool.
Now she's sucking my dick.
Now she's
and she's eating my ass. And I hate it because I'm a fucking fan.
That song blew my socks off on 99.1 HFS.
I read that they were hometown heroes, and I was like, I got to really get behind this Las oh, Vegas.
Well, town. We don't want to hear any more about
yeah,
Las
can you
Vegas.
Shut I'm the sorry, fuck up dude. About Vegas? This is a fucking mid-Atlantic
All we
podcast.
Have...
This is a Maryland podcast, Adam.
All we have is the Killers.
Yeah, we've
Jimmy
been through
Kimmel
it.
And Joe Coy.
How many times?
That's
do we
all
have
we have.
Hear?
This is two things.
No,
this
and the other
a
band,
Atlantic podcast,
Panic
and
at the Disco,
United Colors of Benetton.
That's, yeah, that's right. True. All right,
our
sorry.
Two great loves.
Let's get back. Let's get back yeah. to
this. Is about the only place that's the hometown of this podcast is Maryland.
How about the United
the Baltimore to Montgomery County?
How about
shut the fuck up?
What
the town of Maryland?
You said the hometown. You said the hometown.
Like I misspoke.
All right.
The yeah, United,
shut the fuck up.
The United,
I wasn't trying to be...
The United 93 colors of Benetton.
Okay. That's good. That's good.
And they're like, what if we did 9/11 and we blamed
I'm
it...
I'm sorry. One thing I'm having trouble here is...
Yeah.
Is Benetton a Jewish company?
I have no idea. No,
it was like a, it's like a wasp. Yeah. It's like we a blamed, wasp clothing brand.
We blamed it on JCPenney.
Oh, that's yeah. good.
We blame it on...
See, JCPenney, in my opinion, feels like it... Much closer to being a Jewish company. The name alone.
Well, it stands for a Jihad Caliphate Penny.
I thought it was Jesus Christ Penny, personally.
Wow, that's very funny.
Why? So shut up, man. Come on. Why the negativity? It's early.
I was just focusing
it's not
on 10
a.m.
I was just focusing on Penny. It's
this is what it must feel like to be.
It's definitely 10 a.m. It's shock 10:40. Jocks. It's 10:42 a.m.
God. Oh, that's right. We started at 10.
Honestly, I would love to do this show 5 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Yeah.
That every would, dude, single day.
Just record 5 hours a day. Yeah. We hit the record. We like
take
at an hour.
Well, we would have to be making Opie and Anthony money. I would need $20 million a year to be able to do
no,
that.
No, 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 no. I'm not saying we do that. I say we do that for like 3 weeks. And that's what? How many episodes? 15? They say we do it for 4 weeks like that.
It's 60 episodes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude. And then we just don't work for...
Yes.
Wheel of Fortune style.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. We need to start doing more of that. No. We open up joking about tanking mm-hmm. the show. We need to be transitioned to a full-time vacation podcast
yeah. mm-hmm.
where we get together. We do 4 episodes a day on a tropical island in the morning yeah. or somewhere else. Cabin, mm-hmm. fucking ski trip, tropical island, Utah. We go out to the see the fucking big rocks.
How about
yeah,
Wheel
see
of
the big rocks,
Wheel of
what
Fortune
saying?
Cookie?
Yeah.
And it's over there in China. And they're like, the category is... feeling of loss or sorrow.
Yeah.
And then there's a bunch of blank spots. And then like the guy spins the wheel. And it's like $700 or whatever. And he's like, what? And it's like, eh. And they're like, because, you know, it's only letters.
Yeah.
But each, they only have the characters. So you have to guess.
So it's one thing?
It's impossible.
Yeah.
I don't understand Chinese enough to know this joke.
Well,
you're
right.
Also, it doesn't make sense because it'd also be easier. You're guessing the whole word.
Yeah.
And once you one little thing is a whole word?
Yeah, one little
one
calligraphy.
Character is a word, yeah.
Respect.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
It's hard. Dude.
And how many? So they got that many letters? What the fuck?
No, they just have little houses.
But okay, if every fucking letter is a word, then mm-hmm. you got to have a letter for every word. And there's fucking millions of words. There's only 26 letters.
I think that there's like 2 written versions of the language.
So no, that has nothing to do with it.
That has nothing to do with what I said.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the amount of letters in the in a form of written language.
Yeah.
If anything, what you're saying only fucking...
Well, the English language has what, like 250,000 words?
Right, but we only got 26
letters.
Well, within Chinese, there's like, you know, there's limited amount of like strokes that define each character, but it's not like the same thing as letters.
Interesting.
Yeah, who gives a shit? Let's get back to talking about the United
Colors.
So anyway,
Benetton.
United 93 colors.
Right, we never got to the end of that.
So it's like...
Adam wanted to talk about like the first time listening to the Killers and how you wanted to have sex with girls so bad, but he couldn't because he was in Las Vegas.
Why? Where is this coming from right now?
And we would have to hear more.
I could have sex with a girl.
More of Adam turning this into Malcolm in the Middle.
This is not my diary. This is our show about Maryland.
Thank you.
It's Adam.
Finally. Adam, the respect we deserve.
Adam Frank's diary.
Yes.
Yeah, this is our show. My dad. I'm in the attic, and I want to suck that guy's dick.
Just the Nazis going through the house and then through the walls. Just like, can I tell you something, dude? I went to high school
with the guy from Panic at the Disco.
You went to a different high school.
Me and him were best friends. Like, what is?
We weren't best friends.
Who is that saying facts?
Who is that saying gay little anecdotes?
The Nazis, like the doctor from Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and he's going through the house, and he's just naming like world capitals.
Yeah.
And fucking like Adam's like the Louvre. He like can't help himself. They have Wasn't that the first place to have gas street lamps?
That's a Nick type of knowledge.
Yeah, you're right. It's
knowing
like,
about
he would just be like, who directed Manhunt? Who directed some film Manhunter?
Oh, God, I could. I would get caught. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would be impossible. I would really get caught.
Mm. Was this a Cassavetes movie?
Oh, like, my God. Christoph Waltz.
I'm chomping at the bit.
Christoph Waltz captured me? Man, what a guy.
I believe it was William Friedkin. Doesn't that sound right?
Mm-hmm. That's a very funny name.
Friedkin?
No, I mean, just imagine, because if he was American, his name would be Chris Dance.
Christoph Waltz.
Yeah.
Chrissy Waltz.
Yeah, how you doing? My name's Chrissy Dance.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm an Italian-American actor.
Mm-hmm. Chris Dance.
I love playing fucking Nazis.
Yeah.
And then the guy that helps out the slaves.
Yeah.
Chrissy Dance.
Chrissy Dance.
Tony Dance. That's another dance
Tony
guy.
Danza.
Well, Danza is, it's Italian for dance.
Yeah, Tony Dance.
But we're doing an American
Anthony guy. Dance. Yeah.
Tony Dance is American.
Yeah. It's like Chris Cuomo is Chris Cum.
Yeah,
in English.
Yes. English, yeah. Mm-hmm. Christopher Cum.
Yeah. He's like, how you doing? I'm an American guy. I'm an Italian American guy named Chris Cobb. That's what he sounded like. If he was American.
Yeah, if he was American.
If
only he was American.
If he was American.
Instead of a guy from Italy.
Yeah. But instead, he's like, you know, well, how did I get there?
My brother, he not doing no rape. My brother, he not killing nobody in the fucking
in the nursing home.
Well, say whatever
Donald
you want
Trump
about
and not a legitimate president.
About Chris Cuomo, can you believe what Trump has done this week?
He had a giant son.
I have no idea, but you can just say that.
Yeah,
fucking half of the over 65 population.
They're still, like,
I can't believe it.
They miss him.
There's a picture of him using, he's got a laptop and there's a mouse pad next to it.
Yeah, what do you think that means?
It doesn't make any, he's pretending to use the computer. Oh my God. He doesn't know how to read. I just learned how to use a computer last week.
Yeah.
My grandson taught me.
Mm-hmm. My mom learned screenshots.
Huh?
My mom recently learned screenshots.
Wow. Yeah. She's about to save some.
There's somehow.
She's about to save some shit.
Some receipts, but they're somehow blurry.
My mom had a period where.
I don't know how she got low res.
My mom.
Fidelity is so bad. I don't know.
My mom had a period a couple years ago where she was like, is there any way we could take a selfie of everybody? And she just means like a photograph.
Yeah.
She thought that was like when you use the phone to take a picture.
Yeah.
It's like, it's in the name, you dumb bitch.
Oh, she thinks probably cell phone is like selfie.
Wow.
That's cute. That's a cute.
It's interesting because you have the mind of an old female, so you understand where she's coming from.
I relate a lot to them.
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed of that.
Hey, transgender.
You have the eyes and the mind of a female, old female.
The eyes of them? What do you mean?
Something about your eyes feel like they belong to an old woman.
I did. I got them from my mother.
You cut her eyes out?
No, she. Well, she gave me, she gave me these gorgeous eyes.
Oh,
it's actually
makes sense.
A line from Minority Report that I'm stealing right now.
What?
You guys didn't catch it. When he gets his eyes taken out and they said, why do you want to keep them? He said,
well, I got them from my mother.
So you don't even, this is how much of a stealer you are. You don't even understand.
I thought it was a cool line.
You're
it's a
referencing.
Reference. It's a reference.
And you're referencing.
But I didn't steal your reference. Report. But I didn't steal your reference.
I've
that was my reference.
Minority
That's
Report
true.
So many times. we're not even going to begin. I'll get into that. Trust
me. Reference. It was a reference.
It's a reference to Minority Report because Minority Report isn't a comedy.
Minority Report is not a comedy.
You're just referencing something.
No, you can steal something that's not a. You can steal something that's not a bit. No,
well, only if it's like.
I think it's a pimp line. I thought it was a pimp line when I saw that movie.
Wait, why did he take? They took his eyes.
He needed the eyes to scan into the building. Yeah. But
what?
The precogs can see through your eyes, right? So he had to take his eyes out.
No, that's just some kind of futuristic identification thing. It's not the precogs of anything.
They could track him with his eyes. And if and then
what
people,
about the precogs?
It's not dissimilar to the world we live in now.
Wow, that's an interesting observation.
Yeah,
that's
that is true. Something I noticed. Yeah.
That's why
the
Philip,
only thing that's off about
that's why
Minority
Philip K.
Report
Penis
they,
wrote that book.
They really didn't touch on who actually is in charge. Of
right, mm-hmm. right. Who's pulling the strings?
It's Big Brother. That's who.
Who's got an earpiece in the precog's ear? And if you traced it back, you might find a little Tel Aviv address.
It's not Big Brother so much as Big Guy who calls black people brother, trying to endear himself to them, and really just comes off
is
like
that
an asshole.
Jewish? Is that
asshole
a Jewish
landlord.
Thing? It's a thing that you're accusing me of. Unfairly.
I'm just saying, if it's not Big Brother so much,
it's big guy
who says brother.
It's God bless
who uses
brother.
70s slang.
Right, right, right.
God bless my brother.
Yes, that kind of guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about the pre-cums? We didn't really, and it's, they're all, they're,
yeah, that's
the,
a good
the
idea.
Tub is all cum.
Yeah, and they're floating in the cum, yeah. That's
and
smart.
Every time they see like a picture of a woman, they're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh. I
don't
remember that.
You know
movie.
What I really grinds
It's funny
my
because
gears.
The movie is very good as sci-fi, but then like it just falls apart. Like the whole, the central plot. The like murder mystery with the guy that invented the precogs who murdered their mom.
I don't know. I think it's
that
pretty
part.
Cool.
No, that part's fucking stupid.
I don't even
no,
remember
I think it's
the
pretty
plot.
Cool.
That's like, and it's Who's a huge it? Flaw in an otherwise almost perfect movie.
Who's it? Max? Is it Christopher Plummer or Max von Sydow? I was confused.
Walking around the house. Who in Minority Report? Yeah.
No. No. No.
Perhaps it was Christopher
it's
Plummer.
It's Christopher Plummer. So
they, those guys do look the same. I'm not going to back down, except one's German.
Christopher Plummer, famously from...
Or Swedish.
Seven... He's in the seven...
I'm not going to say it.
Yeah,
he wanted to, though.
Mm-hmm.
Seal.
Wait, who's Christopher Plummer?
How about I invite a bunch of people over, and I said, hey, we're doing the seventh seal at my apartment. We're having a big party. Mm-hmm. We're doing the seventh seal. And I invite a bunch of people over. There's snacks out. I'm like, I'm putting it on in 30 minutes. And everyone's excited.
Yeah, everyone can't wait.
And then
wait.
I put on the latest Seal album.
Oh, the Seventh Seal album.
Which is a real piece of shit.
Yeah. Oh, man, that would be such a disappointment.
You would get everyone, dude.
I would love to.
Hundreds of people.
They would be like, what? I thought we were watching the Christopher Plummer movie.
I wanted to watch a Bergman.
The... Hundreds of people in your penthouse Manhattan apartment would be fucking pissed off, dude.
How about instead of a penthouse, it's a bent house, and it's a reality show about guys with bent dicks.
Whose dicks go a little crooked.
They're crooked.
I could be in there. I'm bent.
A bent house.
Yeah. I'm bent up
What's
and
up?
To the
My
left.
Name's Skyler. I coach, I'm a girls assistant soccer coach. I'm from Santa Cruz, California, and my dick is bent. Yes. And what I'm trying to do here is...
if you win, do you get your dick straightened?
No.
No.
And then there's like at the end of every night, there's a guy in a tuxedo that's like, contestants, it's that time again. We're measuring the band. Get your pro, the golden protractor.
So wait, every day they
so
measure
they try
who's
to
got
bend
the most
it
bent
more?
Penis?
I have no idea.
They're just jerking off trying to bend it more.
I'll tell you what, I don't care.
You stop caring. It's your show.
I don't give a shit.
I love this, man.
That's cool, man.
I don't think I could bend my cock. My cock bends. Does yours?
I think my cock goes a little bit to a side from years of masturbating it with my right hand.
No way, dude. Come
That's
on.
What I always thought.
That's crazy.
It doesn't bend. It doesn't have it's pretty straight. Erection-wise, but I think...
Adam's trying to figure out how he wants to compliment himself.
Yeah.
He's like, has it been good or bad? It's bent, but it's not.
I understand.
It's both.
Normal.
It's straight, but it's bent.
No,
that is true. Yeah. I bent it.
Through
the power of me jerking off.
It's good. Whichever one it is, it's good.
You can't bend your dick from beating off.
Dude, come on, dude.
Mm-hmm. Nick, what about your dick? Is it bent?
No.
Wow.
Wow, so
I'm the only... proudly bent guy. Yeah. Although I think if it straightened, it would gain a bit of a, you would get probably a quarter,
distance.
You know?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think there's something to your dick bending up and towards the pussy somehow.
Wait, you mean up?
Up and to the left.
Oh, not to the left.
My dick's kind of like Kennedy's head after it got shot. Or I guess back and to the left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your dick goes... towards your asshole and to the left.
My dick goes towards my... It dips into my asshole.
Yeah.
I only fucked myself in the ass.
French Stewart. It's an actor named Jewish Stewart.
Okay.
And he's like, is that a penny over there on the floor?
Oh, because he's squinting.
You guys can't see,
Nick's
but
doing
Nick
the
is
famous
squinting.
French Stewart squint.
Is that 35 cents about 680 feet away over there?
That would be impressive if you could see that far. If you can see coins that far away. That
Jewish
would,
Stewart.
That would impress me.
French Stewart would be like, is that an 8-year-old girl's pussy? Is that an 8-year-old girl's pussy that I can paint, that I can do a watercolor of? It's not pedophilia if you do a watercolor of their pussy first.
That's in the fucking French Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they stormed the Bastille over. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
It was to watercolor paint, put little
there
girl
was,
pussies.
There's little girl's pussies inside.
Mm-hmm. You know French Stewart's from Albuquerque, New Mexico?
Yes, I did know that.
You're such a fucking loser.
As a matter of fact, I
You're
did know that.
You're such a fucking loser. No, you didn't.
Of course I didn't know that.
How about Albuquerque, New Mexico? It's weird Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yes.
Okay.
And he's like, New Mexico, what if it was poo Mexico?
Yeah.
I'm here in Veracruz and everybody's covered in shit.
Yeah. Dude.
And we're eating shit down in Veracruz. And it's weird Albuquerque.
Albuquerque. And he's covered in poo.
I'm covered. I'm eating shit in Mexico. It's poo Mexico. And everybody eats their own shit.
Poo Mexico.
How about that?
That's a funny
That would be good.
Question.
That would be a funny.
That's an interesting question.
That would be
quandary.
Pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. Not only is there shit everywhere, but also my dick is small and I am a fag.
Now we're cooking with gas. Yeah. I'm weird Albuquerque, Mexico, and my dick is little and I'm gay.
Yeah.
I got my dick sucked by another state. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is he a gay state?
Yeah.
No,
or a city?
He's city. Yeah.
How about
I got my dick sucked by Gay Tucson?
It's Fentanyl Al Yankovic.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I got addicted to fent after it was in my mushroom. I ordered a normal drug and now I'm addicted to fent. And I'm putting zero effort into anything.
Yeah, honestly, Weird Al, he could not have his career these days.
Why?
Too many people do.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't.
Parodies.
You get canceled if you make that stuff.
Yeah. Dude.
I'm fat. It's pretty offensive.
It is. Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
I'm on record.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hope the people are doing that with stuff that's like currently airing.
Uh huh.
They're like, you couldn't get away with that.
Yeah.
And it's like what?
Like
get away
what?
With what?
What's an example?
The mayor of Eastwick is on TV now.
Right? Oh, yeah.
I don't know how you couldn't get away. No, there was someone
show done. Vaping.
Well, I guess Ricky Gervais got Sky News said that he said you couldn't make The Office now. And he got on Twitter and he's like, that's not what I said at all.
Right.
I said, go ahead and cancel it. I've already been paid.
Nice.
Or whatever. And then people are like, fuck Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
And I know he didn't say it, but fuck him anyway.
Fuck him anyway. Honestly, that atheist picture
With the mic stand.
He looks so good.
It's one of the coolest pictures ever taken of ever a guy of all time.
Yeah.
He must have been like 40 when he took that picture, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the blood. So badass.
But that's the thing is like it is cringe, but then there's all these people that think that all their gay bullshit isn't.
Yeah.
You're fucking like posting a picture of yourself with the Eat the Rich shirt isn't going to look as stupid as the Male Tears mug.
Yeah.
In 5 years.
Yeah, but
which
still,
will in turn look as stupid as the Ricky Gervais.
I think
painting your fucking your chest with atheist and fake blood and using a fucking...
It'll get there. It'll
dude,
get there.
Come on. It's not even... That's the fucking worst thing I've ever seen.
It feels like to be an atheist.
It's, yeah.
Every single
damn
day.
Doesn't he have a fucking mic stand as the cross?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like the caution tape headshot mm-hmm. on fucking steroids.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's the best. It's the fucking best. It's the Charizard of caution.
Yeah.
If the fucking caution tape fucking headshot is Charmander...
Yeah.
Ricky Gervais' picture is fucking
Charizard.
But he's
trying to show off his hot bod.
And, yeah, that's the other thing. He looks like shit also.
Well, the other thing is I think he had weight loss before that, and he was really trying to...
I see.
He was really trying to be sexy.
He was trying to
I
be fucking hot.
I think he thought
hot.
It was sexy.
Do you think he got pussy? He might have gotten pussy off that picture,
I'm pretty
actually.
Sure Gervais got pussy off that picture.
That's awesome. You know what? I take everything I said
probably
back.
From some really hot shit.
I'm telling you, once this the Zoomers find out about Trilby's and... It's going to be unironic or ironic PUA aesthetic.
Oh,
it's going to cycle in.
Dude, yeah. PUA aesthetics.
In
you're right
five
about that.
Years. And I tell you that Ricky Gervais shit is going to look cool.
I saw some
it's
kids.
It's not going to look cool,
it
man.
Will.
I saw some,
it's going to look cool, dude.
It's
people
gonna
are going to be
back.
Like, yeah, this is like.
This guy is cool.
This guy is cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I saw a kid. I saw a Zoomer kid wearing puka shells.
How about Licky Gervais? And he's yes. like, can I lick your penis?
That's awesome.
Can I lick your penis, Governor?
Governor, shave your balls.
Oh, I went there.
Oh,
I went there.
Was that
maybe,
too far? Putting
I went
your
too far.
Cock in my
maybe
ass.
A honey nut Cheerio in my mouth.
Oh, does that offend you?
Does it offend you when I give you head because I'm gay?
Does it offend you?
Does it offend you when I get my ass plowed?
Mm-hmm.
Have I gone too far?
I call
Have
him
I
Ricky,
sucked your
I call
cock
him
too
Ricky,
far?
Ricky Jerkface.
I call him Ricky Ticky.
Ricky Ticky. That's what he gets for not respecting trans. What did he do? What
I
did he do
know.
That everybody hates him, though?
I don't fucking know.
I don't
he
know.
Did something. He's like
I just
one
love
time,
that atheist
one time
picture.
Was like trans people are too sensitive, and people are like, "He's go to hell forever."
Go I don't know. I know he's.
People hate him for some reason. I don't understand why.
My initial distaste for him came during that HBO thing where it was Chris
talking
Rock,
funny
Seinfeld and yeah. Louis C.K. Mm-hmm. and it was like Ricky Gervais is there for some reason.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Extras, pretty good show.
It's not stand up, brother.
I
yeah,
know.
But it is funny.
He's made a
nah,
lot of
but it was
he's made a lot of good
thing
shit.
About
I think Ricky,
stand up.
I think off, the British office is pretty good.
And also British stand up can suck my dick.
It's very bad.
Mm-hmm. All of it.
But I do think
there's
that he gets too
go
much
around
shit.
Around and they believe in a magical man with a beard.
Yeah.
Let me understand this. Does you believe in the sky?
He's in the sky.
There's a man
on
a
clown.
A man with a beard.
He's basically Santa Claus.
He looks very
oh, yeah, he
much
does.
Like.
That's good stuff.
Thank you.
He does do that thing with the R.
And they all do.
No, they don't. He does. It's like a very local thing that
they
him and.
Can you stop complimenting Sorry. Me and Nick this episode?
You're
now
I'll stop
to
complimenting.
Derail the show. In a
I was
way
just that. Impressed by that.
Oh man.
Sorry.
But yeah, fuck British stand up in general.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's bad.
It's gay.
Let me so you think
you're telling me.
You think that so you're going to vote. You go and you put your little ballot in the box and you think that does something. It's I'll tell you what it does makes you feel special.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When really it's the Queen who makes all the rules.
That's right.
No, it's a fucking Queen and all
that. That yeah. would be. I would love to watch that. Yeah. Some fucking trash like London or whatever mm-hmm. is like, God save the Queen.
Yeah.
Instead of like you know, a bunch of like it's all one man.
It
show
is funny
shit.
How British stand up is like. I'm going to call it too smart for stand-up, which is like, doesn't mean that British people are smart. It means stand-up needs to be stupid.
Yeah, you got to be stupid.
You can't really try to make any... You can try to make a point, but you have to make yourself look stupid making the point.
Yeah, and it's got to be quick. Funny. The point making's got to be fast.
And then Australian...
They talk for like 45 minutes.
Australian
with no joke.
Comedy is on the other end where they're literally too stupid to do stand-up comedy.
I don't know. I think man, that's pretty smart.
And that's why Jim Jeffries is the only good one, because he combines...
Drunk.
Well, he's not drunk. He's a dumb Australian... But then he's brought over to England, and he's got this kind of Goldie Locks combo.
Right in the middle. You're right. Yeah. He is right funny. You're right. He's actually funny.
And he's the only one. And then the rest of the Australian comedians are like, oh, I was looking for the bathroom.
I did a poo.
I was looking for the bathroom, and then I went, zippily wobbly diddly bop. They're like Bill Cosby. They're all like doing like Bill Cosby like comedy for 4-year-olds.
Yeah.
They're like, I was on my way to the Boss Arena, and it started raining, and I said, wobbly diddly biddly diddly biddly biddly.
Do you hear that? Cosby got booked on Skanks Fest South.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
That would be awesome. We really need to have him on this show.
I would love to have him.
That needs to be the final episode.
Dude, we should absolutely get Bill Cosby on the show.
Open invite, Cosby.
Bill Cosby and Eddie Griffin.
Oh, my God. Eddie Griffin would be he would be tantalizing.
Yeah. Right? A meeting of the minds.
Oh, fuck. I love that guy.
Yeah.
I hope he remembers me from Magoobie's Joke House in 2010.
I'm sure he's never forgotten.
How about Magoobie's Blowhouse? Okay. And it's a retarded girl that sucks your... An Irish retarded girl that
Magoobie.
Sucks your...
Magoobie. Magoobie, stop giving everybody head.
Yeah. Welcome. Yeah. Oh, you're here to get your dick shot by the retard.
Oh, yeah. Can I do like a communist set? I'm like a
that's a guy from an Irish neighborhood.
Yeah,
that's a specific Irish neighborhood.
Yeah, I do like a socialist Latina thing, and I was wondering if I could do that in Magoobie's Blow.
We don't care. It's $5 to get your dick sucked by the retired.
Yeah, just clean up after you're done.
Would you like some fucking...
We take a $10 cleaning deposit to power wash your pussy out after.
Sounds like
a
good deal.
Some big redhead chained to a wall.
Yeah. Everybody gets a turn.
They got a fucking power washer jammed up. And she's like, I'm messy. I made a messy in me.
Don't come in her asshole. Yeah. It's extra.
Yeah. Well, we had a socialist Latina here that left a big mess. We had a communist Latina come through, and they were too busy doing level one Duolingo in Spanish while fucking the retard to pay attention to the fact that they had nodded several times. Left a big mess. They made mess of me. Shut up now,
Quiet, Magoobie.
Just keep your fucking voice down. I'm talking to the local news. I'm talking to the man from the local news.
Damn.
I wonder if Ireland has legal prostitution. A lot of Europe does.
I don't know. It's a pretty Catholic country. They just got abortion.
They just got abortion.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not too long ago.
Wow.
Well, it was in the Constitution that you can't get an abortion.
Yeah.
That was their Eighth Amendment. You know what our Eighth Amendment is?
No.
Right. It's the one that created Rap Snacks.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The little boozy Louisiana Fire.
Oh, yeah.
There was a...
Cardi B has some.
What are her kind?
I don't know. They just kind of look like Doritos, if I remember correctly.
Damn. Mm-hmm. I think I'm about to go on a Dorito kick again.
Oh, yeah?
Doritos are so good.
They're so good.
You know what really needs to come back is the KC Masterpiece chips.
They were great. Eh. I really associate those with my childhood.
Yeah, Stav has a hoard of them in his...
I don't.
In a storage facility
somewhere. I'm not a big...
You're a big everything.
I'm not a big
except
fucking
penis.
No, you said everything.
No.
You said everything.
No,
it was too late.
I said
and
except
you were wrong.
Immediately
no,
after
you
that.
No, you didn't. There was
before
a pause. You there was a pregnant pause. And yeah, in that time, and I don't look pregnant. And in that time in that time you had moved on to a different thing and I was already talking about
pregnant pause
else
is the name of your girlfriend, who's a dog, by the way, that you have sex with.
Oh, I see. Pregnant the pause.
Yeah. Yeah. That's actually the place next to Magoopy's.
Is pregnant pause?
Yeah.
Pause? Were you fucking dog?
Like, hey, my car just broke down on the way to Magoopy's. I was wondering if I could have sex with one of those dogs.
Wait, it's next door, but his car broke down on the way?
Yeah, my ideology basically is that somebody should dialectically carry me over to the state should fix my car when I can't walk over there.
I guess if its dog was strong enough, mm-hmm, and you put your dick inside of it and just kind of used it like a latch and let the dog walk you somewhere with your dick inside of it, that could be a more method of transportation.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I'm saying? You lock into the dog's
but
pussy.
But you still have to walk.
No. The dog walks you.
Oh, you have to. You sit.
You're
on
sort
top
of riding the dog.
Why don't you just sit on it like a horse? Why does your penis have to be inside?
There's no safety in that sense.
If the dog's strong enough, you could just sit on it like
enough
a horse. Just
sure,
put a saddle on it.
Okay.
That's like saying, well, why don't you just ride with your penis in a horse's ass?
Because a horse's legs are too powerful.
So you're saying, what if the dog is powerful enough?
Not as powerful as a horse, but powerful enough to fucking walk you somewhere.
To latch your penis.
To latch your penis. I'm trying to fit it into the whole pregnant pause motif here, Adam.
I get it.
I'm trying to be a team player and kind of massage it all into one thing.
Wow.
Okay.
You know what? It feels right to be the villain again on the show.
What do you mean the villain?
The evil mastermind. That's what people know me as. Pulling all the strings. The stringer, the puller of strings.
And I
the
guess
puppeteer.
You could breed the dogs to have high pussies too.
Yeah.
If they were your fucking riding dogs.
That's right.
Or I guess you could put them in the dog's ass.
Yeah, I think it would be more practical to put it in the dog's ass.
You could breed the dog to have a tail under its asshole instead of over it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff that can be done here.
Yeah, have an overtail
and
asshole.
Some people are saying, well, you can't do that. Where it's like, well, listen, pal, every dog has been bred.
Yeah, but then
they
the
used
dog
to
would
be
have
wolves
to take a shit onto
they
its
used
tail
to be wolves.
It's not nice for the dog.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about a Chinese
maybe
guy
no
that's
tail
like, yeah, I'm a dog breeder. And people are like, oh, you breed dogs? And he's like, yeah. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Sorry, my English is not so good. He
my English
here
is a little Chinese.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Suck my fucking dick, lick my fucking penis. Let me see your balls.
Are you guys excited for Eric Adams to be the president?
He's the mayor.
The president of New York.
Yeah. You got an earring.
How about
dude,
about
an earring guy,
Derek so Adams? And he's like, my name's Derek. I'm the borough president. I'm going to be the mayor of New York. My name's Derek Adams.
Whoa.
Wow.
That would be a fucking crazy different type of guy.
That'd be a way different.
Not to be confused with Derek Adams. I'm Derek. He's his twin brother. And I either do or don't have a goatee.
I think do.
I think he
and
does
I
not
do have a goatee.
Yeah, I think you do.
And my name is Derek Adams.
Derek Adams.
Not to be confused with Bo Derek Adams.
Who's a hot bitch.
And then not to be confused with Homo Derek Adams.
Okay.
Who's Homo Derek Adams?
The gay
Adams
one?
It's a homo version of Bo Derek Adams.
So a lesbian?
And then how about, my name's Homo Adams Family.
Okay.
And it's like
they suck each other's cocks.
Yeah,
they all are fucking
dick
gay.
Sucking a dick. Sucking a dick. Sucking a dick. Sucking a guy. And Uncle Fester, he's like, you know, what if I had straight sex with Spooky?
They're like, oh, Fester.
Oh, Fester.
That's scary. That's too scary. It's
spooky to that's have.
Stop saying sex. That and get your ass fucked by Lurch's huge monster
and
cock.
Then instead of that, it's Uncle Nestor, and he's like, I'm the uncle.
Yeah,
I'm the uncle, and I love the Fast and the Furious movies. And I love car audio stuff.
Yeah, subwoofers.
I'm part of the Bo Derek Adams family, yeah. Whatever. Fucking. Instead of Mexican.
Yeah, that would be a crazy be family.
Instead of Mexican, I'm Latexican, and I'm made out of condoms.
Oh, awesome. Uncle Nestor's like, Latexican.
Yeah, I'm Latexican. I'm like a big condom Mexican. And...
that would be a wacky family.
And then that's who's the mayor of New York.
That would be awesome.
Uncle Nestor.
Big fucking cholo made out of condoms.
Who likes a big spooky cholo.
Big spooky cholo
made out of condoms. Just like Eric Adams. Mm-hmm. But it's a play on words.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. It's like watching an equation.
Yeah.
Remember how they would tell you to solve for shit and like trigonometry, like theorems? Mm-hmm. That's what that was.
You know the picture of the lady doing math? I always imagine that she's jacking me off.
The picture of the lady
meme, yeah, with the all the meme, math the around lady. Her head.
She's busy doing something like, else, but she's
below frame.
Below frame, give
she's
me a nice
working
little,
your cock.
Yeah, little like I feel bad for you kind of lotion hand job.
Right.
Yeah,
right, a sympathy hand job.
Yeah.
Right. And yeah. You know like, what? I would love.
And
would
then
love
the neighbors are coming by. I'm like, yeah, Magoopy's is closed.
Magoopy's is closed, and I get real riled up.
I get upset.
When
if
I get backed up nut-wise, yeah. I'm a fucking terror to be around.
There was a private party for a socialist Latina podcast.
They rented it all out.
They rented it out
yeah.
for the host's, 45th Volcom and Che Guevara's themed birthday party. fucking Etnies sponsored. Have you ever heard of Rage Against the Machine style birthday party they were having at 47 years old?
Yeah, so this woman's jacking me off, but she's got a hard math.
Yeah,
problem.
I have a wallet chain because I remind myself that I'm a prisoner of capitalism.
Whoa, I never even thought about that.
That's the mentality.
That is actually a really beautiful poetic.
Yeah, it's a beautiful poet.
It is a beautiful poet.
Mm-hmm.
How about instead of poetry, it's Joetry? Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm fucking Joey Tribbiani.
I'm Joey Tribbiani from Friends. Hey, Gunther, stop doing all that gay shit.
Hey, violets are red, peanuts are blue. Suck my fucking dick, Rachel.
You fucking
macaroni and macaroni and cheese.
Let me get us some fucking pussy from Monica.
Macaroni and cheese, it's...
Why don't we do a gritty reboot of Friends where Joey hate crimes Gunther for being gay?
How about instead of Friends, it's Lens, and it's a group of seven Jewish bankers in New York.
Come on, man.
Lens.
Lens.
We will bleed you dry. Yeah,
so no one told you life was 2.71 APR. selling subprime mortgages. To N-I-G-G-E-R.
No, I had to rhyme.
I needed something to rhyme.
No.
I didn't want to say it, but...
God damn it.
What? I didn't say it, but... And it, in fact, it wouldn't work if you said it. It had to be spelled.
There was a lot of different stuff you could have done with that.
It did rhyme.
You're selling subprime mortgages to who? Who are you selling to?
It doesn't matter.
No, it does.
Let's be very honest.
You're on the spot.
It never matters on this show.
You're on the spot.
It doesn't have to fucking rhyme.
You're on the spot. You're me.
P-O-O-R.
You have two jokes. Being right, almost saying the N-word.
Right.
And having schizophrenia.
Yeah.
Those are your two things that you can do.
Can I be honest with you? I would have opted for schizophrenia in that sense. Mm-hmm. I was trying to figure something out about...
That's what got us to Lens.
I was trying to figure something out about... Your tenant wants to get his security deposit back.
Yeah.
Like being the scariest thing that could happen to
Lens. Okay, then what's the next line?
I'm a gay-ass Jew. Uh-huh. Something like that, man. Doesn't Who cares? Rhyme. doesn't have to rhyme. Never, it never has to actually be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they have an anime show called Spends.
Oh, no.
There we go.
Yeah. That just gives me anxiety to think
bum,
about.
Yeah. Bum, 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 bum. We're paying full price for clothes, yeah. food, and other stuff.
A Chinese Jewish guy that's like showing the yin-yang symbol to his son. He's like, this represents the balance between lending and spending. the two sides.
They have to be in harmony.
They have to be. You have to balance.
Yes.
The book.
But if you look at the yin yang sign, it's like the lending part, the black part, is just humongous.
Yeah.
And the spending part is like one little white line in the middle of it, or on the left side, I guess.
Yeah.
Your job is small. Your dick is small. You're gay. You sucked all five guys.
I gotta watch more new movies or something, so I have something to talk about on this fucking bullshit show.
What's the last new movie you saw?
Dream Horse.
Did you see Cruella?
No.
This is about.
I didn't see that.
Is it about you getting fucked in the ass by a horse while you sleep? Yeah. That's what you dream.
That
of?
Would be next.
You were
dream.
Using you in the no. the editorial sense.
Not at all.
Meaning people in
Not
general.
Not at all.
And yes, it is about you.
I was talking about you specifically.
No, you were
Nick
talking
Mullen.
About yourself.
You. Yeah. Here's what the movie.
You're right. It is about you getting
no,
fucked by a horse.
The movie is you. It
it's
starts
about one Nick.
It starts.
Mullen.
Nick
you
Mullen has
stop,
a big sleeping cap.
Stop
on,
getting fucked by
a
horse.
It
looked like that video of the pony playing with the exercise ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know that
Never
one?
Never seen it. It's never seen it. It's not affecting
look
me.
Look up the
I'm
video
not doing it.
Of the pony playing the exercise
no,
ball and that Stav and his boyfriend.
The horse?
The horse is his boyfriend. Stav is the exercise ball.
You're wearing a little sleeping cap. You have a little candle. You blow it out. You tuck yourself in.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I'm so tired from watching that horse fuck
no.
Stav all day.
And then there's
from
thought
video
bubbles.
From holding that
there's
heavy
thought bubbles that show up on your
video
fucking
camera to record.
There's Z's, and then there's fucking thought yeah. bubbles, and in the bubble for 90 minutes.
How about Z's on Sorry? And he's like, well, I'm half Indian, half Mexican. And he's like, I'm sleepy, and I'm Indian, the Indian part.
Yeah, he's got a big sombrero Z's. Over his head.
Disease and so
can't wait to fall asleep.
Yeah,
I love sleep.
I how love
about,
sleep.
How about sneeze and sorry? And he's like, oh, I'm half Chinese, half Indian.
Do they sneeze?
And he's like, I have COVID.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah. Don't sneeze, man.
A sneeze on sorry.
A sneeze on sorry.
You know, we had breakfast, but I'm already feeling hungry again.
Yeah,
for lunch.
Hungry for a pony cum.
No. I don't eat pony cum.
I don't like alligators.
You fuck ponies.
You know what's
in your
interesting
dreams.
About miniature horses is they have the same size cocks as regular horses.
That's honestly awesome. Is that true?
No.
Oh,
I
fuck.
Just thought it would be funny if it was.
That would be awesome.
Can you imagine some miniature horse like running around a farm dragging this like, big dick on the ground?
I can't imagine it's making me happy.
Yeah.
I bet you they still have pretty fat cocks, though.
Oh, for sure.
Remember when we went to the pumpkin patch and you asked if you could ride the pony and they were like, no. They just laughed at you.
No.
You don't remember that? Yeah, they were like, no, no chance.
I don't remember asking.
Yeah, you did.
I think I remember.
You said there's no way that they would let you, and then you asked just to be sure.
I don't even remember the ponies.
No, I remember. In fact, I believe I relate an anecdote from my childhood where I really wanted to ride a pony.
And they said no.
And they said no.
That's so
said,
mean.
And you thought, maybe as an adult, they've got
no.
They should have killed that pony and let you ride.
They should have.
They should have broken that pony's back and let a boy live his dreams.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, being a cowboy that rides in a circle.
If not that, what else are animals for?
Thank you.
To help us live out our
Speak
dreams.
On it.
Mm-hmm. How about instead of Santa Claus's reindeer, it's Santa Claus's brain deer, and they suck his dick.
That'd be awesome.
It's that like, would be a dream.
And then one Christmas Eve, Santa realized that he could get his dick sucked by the reindeer.
Mm-hmm. Whoa,
and no one got presents that year. Because Santa was out in the shit getting his dick sucked.
Damn. I hope Santa gets a little pussy outside of Mrs. Claus.
You think he...
He's a hardworking guy.
You think he steps outside of that marriage?
The naughty nice list, would you say... In sort of Lacanian terms.
Sure, of course.
That is the original panopticon.
I love talking about Lacanian terms.
I actually was thinking
If you want more on this discussion, check us out at patreon.com. Patreon.com/... La resistantada, las resistantada, a podcastista. Se uno dos tres o de taco socialismo, Apple iTunes.
The panopticon is so true.
Yeah, I think about the panopticon a lot.
What is that like?
How about the Japan Opticon? It's like, where is everybody?
Yeah.
I'm looking all around. I don't see the pan.
Is the panopticon one of those things? Remember when you would put like a circular thing and you would like the viewfinder thing
and you click? Mm-hmm. You can see different pictures.
Is that what a panopticon is?
Yeah.
That's what it should be called.
Yeah.
How about the pots and pan opticon and it's stop can see what everyone in the world is cooking like Professor X in
that'd be awesome.
Can I have a taste?
He's sitting in the wheelchair, the like future X-Men wheelchair with a little bib on and his eyes are closed. And there's just some screens everywhere.
The whites.
Everybody's cooking.
Do I get it to taste?
Pots and pans opticon. Yeah, sure.
That's because if not, that would be torture.
Look, I'm just trying to make a deal here.
Listen, if I couldn't taste it, then you're describing hell.
Yeah.
Where I can see every delicious meal, but I can't taste it.
Well, it is funny because there was a time where you were Professor X. You were both handicapped and bald.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
People forget that.
A genius.
That when this show started.
And a genius.
And a friend to
when
young,
this show started,
young geniuses.
You couldn't walk. You had no hair and you were missing a tooth.
And look at him now.
No, that wasn't when the show started.
Well, I'm fudging the numbers here a little bit. For the sake of narrative.
History's important, guys.
Narratively, it makes it sound better.
Most important book of all time, the Bible, did nothing but numbers fudge.
Yeah.
That's how you write a good... That's why the Bible persists. Is because
so you read the Bible.
Oh, you read the Bible?
Oh. A book written by the man in the sky.
Maybe you should read a fan fiction I wrote with me and Catherine Janeway. Captain Janeway are having in a sexual relationship.
That'd be cool.
Maybe, why don't you start reading that? What if I told you that was real? That me and Lieutenant Worf from Star Trek were in a gay sexual relationship with each other. And that's how you should live your life.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the...
Oh, that seems stupid to you.
No, that seems dumb. The idea of my cum pooling in his forehead ridges and then me kissing him gently as he dozes off to sleep. I think about a different alien world somewhere far off in the Delta Quadrant where our love could be accepted. Because if not on Earth... And if not on whatever planet Klingons come from.
Right.
Where?
Right.
And then there's a gay alien planet
we
find.
Gay alien.
And guess who lives there? That's right. A pregnant version of Sonic the Hedgehog. And he's neighbors with us. And he comes over to borrow sugar sometime. And I ask him about Dr. Robotnik. What's all that like?
Right.
And he says, you know, I mean, it's a living. Being a hedgehog. And it makes me realize that he's normal. What if you read that instead of the Bible? And I told you that was real.
Yeah.
Would you
And by the way, Sonic had a pussy.
Yeah. So we're supposed to believe that cigarettes give us cancer. I'm just supposed to believe that. But if that's true, then how come... I don't know.
Yeah, some other stuff
some
happens.
Some other fucking... Some other gay shit that I say.
I don't know. British stand-up's gay.
I don't know. Yeah. What do they got? What do they got in America now? Or something? They got beef jerky now.
That's true.
I eat over there. You want to? I have to have my meat all drawn out like a potato chip.
That's funny because it's true.
Yeah. It's a food that was originally for truck drivers.
Right.
And now you've got, some suburban mom making her own beef jerky and a pussy.
Right.
And they're calling that feminism.
Yes.
That's what they're doing over there.
Right.
Meanwhile, we're about to have a king.
Right.
The queen's going to die. England's going back to being gay. Instead of cuck. Those are two modes, gay or cuck. We're either gay kings or... cuck, whatever Prince. Who was the one that just died? Prince Charles.
Prince Charming.
And not Andrew. Mm-hmm.
Philip. No, Andrew. Prince Philip.
Philip. Yeah.
Andrew's out there being a fucking child molester, probably still.
Yeah, it's sick that he's just still living his truth. Probably. Mm.
It must be hard for the international child molester since Jeffrey Epstein went down. You're looking over your
They're
shoulder.
They're in a lot of pain.
You're thinking, like, it could happen to me. I thought I was bulletproof.
Yeah, but I think
even Bill Clinton's probably laying low right now.
No, I think he's chilling. I think that prince guy's, he's a prince. He's never going to go to jail.
I don't know, man. You might be.
Where are they going to put him? In the Tower of London?
Yeah, the fucking. They'll execute him in
I
there.
I don't think that's possible.
I'm just saying, before
they'll
you thought
hide their
you
secret.
Thought there was no chance, now there's like a 5% chance.
Yeah, 5% tint.
You know what I'm saying?
5% tint. Well, you're starting to get into my territory here. You're not allowed to do stuff like that.
Why, wait, what's 5%
Houston
tint?
Rap?
When you, I when somebody says something and then I'll just loosely attach that to something
a
else.
5% tint
to
so
keep
you
the
can
conversation
see up in my
going.
Window.
You
oh,
will not
I see.
You will not replace us.
Yeah. I thought you
will not replace us.
I thought Adam said 5% tip.
No,
and he was just talking about the
tint.
Standard amount of times he tips no. when a waitress's service is outstanding.
What about Sonic, the hedge fund manager?
What are you doing right now?
I'm trying to do your thing.
That's a good point, Adam. What
I'm
else you got
to do
for that?
Thing.
What would he sound like?
He'd be like, I can run really fast. Collect the gold
he's
rings.
Jewish. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, there are a lot of Jewish.
Wow,
in
he's
there.
Really doing. He's
trying
three,
to do Nick's thing.
Three things in a row of your thing.
You should see the how furious he is.
What's his? Does he say
not
the?
Furious.
Does he
I'm
almost
actually,
say the N word?
I'm finally breathing. This is what me relaxed look like.
Why don't
I can
you just
finally
do me?
Go home?
Why don't you just do me then?
I can finally go home. Oh, I am doing you. Watch.
Oh well, he's sucking a man's penis.
He just unplugged the microphone, and now he's looking at his phone. What's
yep, that's what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And he's pulled his cock out, and yeah. it's shrinking somehow.
What about
go ahead.
What about Saint Nicholas Mullen? And he's like, "Hey, it's Christmas, everybody.
What
welcome
did he get
to Cumtown.
What do you get, everybody?
And I got you guys.
Start spelling the N word. I
got you guys. And I.
No, no, dude, no. Come on.
You know, I feel like those guys on the internet are right. They could do Nick's thing. Wow. A lot of them must be feeling pretty bad knowing that I'm doing Nick's thing right now.
You are.
All they've wanted to do is Nick's thing.
Yeah, how's it feel?
Feels pretty good.
And look, I'm hired muscle to laugh.
Yeah.
I'll go any way the wind blows.
That's what I like about you, pal.
You know?
You're a natural survivor.
Oh, fuck. Damn, dude. I can't believe I'm already hungry for...
Lunch.
For lunch.
Should we order a lunch old school style? We haven't done that in a while.
It's been a while since we ordered lunch.
Maybe. Nick's still on his phone in a
Who cares,
protest
man?
From the show.
Fuck the show. We
I
said
think
it.
I really hurt his feelings by doing
no,
his thing.
No, he's doing a bit.
I know he's doing a bit.
Clearly not doing a bit. I'm doing Adam.
Yeah, he's doing a bit where
Ooh,
he's doing
is this
Adam.
One of my pens?
No, it's mine.
Damn.
I brought it from
It's
home,
a nice pen.
But they're nice pens.
Yeah.
The
you
zebra.
Wanna plug it? You want to plug it on the show?
Let's see Paul Allen's penis.
The zebra pen.
Very nice. Paul Allen had a better penis than me.
Oh, yeah. I should have done an impression while I was being Nick.
You did. You fucked up.
I really fucked up.
It's all right. You hit a couple. You hit a lot of the big ones, man.
Yeah, yeah. I did. I feel.
How about Indian Psycho? You could have done that.
Oh, that's that would have been good.
I have to return some videotapes.
Yeah.
Okay, he's just on Twitter being like, "Whoa, let's cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks." In the comment section in the IDF tweets. Well, Paul, let's cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks.
Those guys love Israel.
They do.
Why?
Because they hate Muslims.
Oh.
Yeah. Hindu nationalists love
Jinx,
Israel.
By the way.
Jinx, yeah.
Interesting.
It felt nice.
Jinx.
Because they hate Pakistan so
no,
much.
No, and then Indian Muslims too.
Pakistan. I love
Bunkistan.
Who does? There's a comic that I think it's Brian Callen. I saw a video of him once.
Nah.
His dad worked for like the State Department or something.
Really?
So he's like, I spent a lot of time in Pakistan.
That's awesome. Like,
yeah, they just fucking ham it up.
Yeah, maybe
like,
that's...
You're talking about, like... But you, it's special.
Do you think mm-hmm. that's you where know, he learned
but you
rape?
Say it's special? Huh?
Do you think that's where he learned rape?
Now that's... Now you're doing me. Now you're
well,
both
look,
doing
it's
me.
Like Pringles. Once you fucking pop, you can't stop.
Yeah, and it's... The fun has not stopped. Yeah.
Now you're what? You're trying to make some point that we could just get rid of me.
We're not making a point.
I could go back to my wife and my two kids.
I know. You haven't seen them for 5 years.
I haven't seen for
5 years.
You
could pick up the phone and call, Nick. You know,
you don't want to inflict this life on them.
It has to be this radio silence. They've been texting me.
You can't inflict this life on them.
Nick, your son texts me.
A Spider-Man, Peter Parker.
He's an operator.
Peter Parker, Mary Jane situation. Yeah. I told him what was up. I was like, look, I got to leave you so I can, but don't worry, I'll send you some money. And look, they might have a problem with it, but when those $45 checks stop coming every week, you know,
yeah,
daddy
yeah.
had to make sacrifices.
Absolutely.
One of them was time with you.
But it might be time, dude, to get back to your family.
Think about it. Like this, what better life for a kid to have a father that walks away when they're three,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
makes a bunch of money, acting like a child to purchase things a child would want
that child would like to play with,
and then also is a drug addict,
and
so they're headed to an early grave. Guess who's getting fucking a bunch of video games and stuff
when you
die. In a year and a half when I have a stroke?
You're going to get FIFA 2018.
My now 7-year-old son, who's the perfect age for a racing wheel.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about time.
Yeah.
It's about time. You want him to grow into that. He might even be a Formula One driver.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
he's
trying.
Getting all of his reading out of the way, all of his formal mm-hmm. education out of the way now.
Yeah. And he's going to drive like hell. He's going to drive like hell.
Like
that boy.
A bat out of hell.
Like a bat out of hell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's badass.
I tell you what else is awesome.
Getting pussy?
Nah, I got nothing.
Ice cream?
Ice cream is good.
See? Ice cream, steaks.
Oh,
meat.
Hell yeah. I love when I get a lot of notifications from Amazon that all my various trinkets and items have been shipped.
That's awesome, bro.
Yeah, that's a good feeling.
Yeah.
That's what's awesome.
Guess who, after 3 years of living in this apartment, is finally getting something to clean themselves with in the shower?
Oh, you're getting a loofah?
Yeah, I've only always ever just used my hand, and then I scratch.
I upgraded recently myself.
Yeah.
I'm a bar soap man. Like
women got a lot of devices in there.
It's true. A lot of
like rocks and a fucking like a natural sponge
mm-hmm.
and like a brush for a horse.
Yep.
Boom.
I think it's all for their different parts of their pussy.
Yeah. Well, they're all employees of McGoopy's.
Every
McGoopy's
woman
blowhouse. Yeah.
Every woman works for the Irish. Whorehouse with one retard chained up in the back?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a chain. Yeah.
For St. Patrick's Day, we're letting you fuck her ass.
It's the look of the Irish.
You're allowed to fuck
you
her.
You can eat corned beef out of her pussy.
I like corned beef a lot.
How about a leprechaun that molests kids and his name's Lucky Harms?
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's
Lucky
scary.
Harms, folks. It is scary.
Yes, sir.
Well, I tell you, they can't, you're just going to have to, this show's good 2 months out of the year.
Yeah, look, Adam just shit his pants.
If you don't stick
they
around.
They loved that. They really.
So we bought ourselves 2 months of bad episodes with Adam shitting his pants.
I don't know. I think McGoopy's Blowhouse was a real winner.
You got to stick around for when, you know.
Maybe I'll shit my pants.
Maybe Stav will shit his pants.
I'll drink. How about this? I'll drink the drink that Adam had.
The Starbucks double shot espresso.
Yeah. I'll drink that.
Energy drink.
And we'll see.
That caused me to crab my
we'll
pants.
We'll see whose stomach is more fucking powerful.
Yeah. And you know, other podcasts, these cowards, Mark Maron, for instance, he claims to shit his pants. Mm-hmm. He says, pow, I shit my pants.
but I have a feeling he's lying.
Yeah. We have integrity. Yeah.
That's right.
I shit my pants right before the show because I have integrity. Are we going to go now?
No, I was thinking about like Mark Caron, you know, and he's like, I want to see the fucking manager.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, he's a Karen.
I fucking want to see the...
I'm calling the police.
Yeah, your fucking soda
machine. Do you
have a permit
for this barbecue?
I gave my son autism. Yeah. Look at him. He's a fucking retard now.
Is that what he sounds like?
Yeah. Hey.
No. It's me, Mark Maron.
Oh, hey, it's me, Mark Maron. I read your essay on being in fourth grade. I was wondering if maybe you could, if we could do a Zoom call and I could see your pussy.
Yep. Which, one of those classic things Mark Caron would do.
Mark Caron.
I know that.
Which may be a nom de molest.
A nom de molest. When you start with those, that's a Pringle situation. One fake name after the other.
I hate that we can't joke about that situation because people are going to, they think there's some kind of like bad blood or gossip thing. Mm-hmm. Rather than it just being very funny.
Some things are hilarious.
Some things
to joke
are just
about.
Very funny to joke about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's not indicative of any kind of beef. It's just the idea.
No, I would never have beef with
the potential
anyone that's had unfounded allegations put out against them.
Yeah.
Unverified allegations. I wouldn't start a beef until a court of law tells me to.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
How about Are you wearing socks that are the same color as your jeans?
Come on, dude. They're blue
Why
socks. I'm wearing
this?
Blue jeans. I'm
Why
sorry.
Remember what
like
happened
this?
When you tried to get fancy with your clothes?
I'm not being fancy. Remember
you're trying to.
Remember that
you are wearing a t-shirt and jeans.
No, but look at his socks, though, Nick.
What are your
the
socks?
They're just white socks.
Just regular white socks.
He's wearing ankle socks. I'm wearing
your socks,
socks.
Match your fucking blue jeans.
They're a different shade of blue.
They look stupid.
I took them out of a drawer this morning. And now you're saying there's some sort of agenda. You're always trying to attach an agenda to all my behaviors.
No,
sometimes
your fashion just sense.
Mm-hmm. Icarus and Sisyphus are too similar.
No,
really. They should have picked one.
Right.
I understand there's a different point to each one of the stories. But
they're not similar at all.
It's two guys trying to do shit.
Not even close
to
similar.
They're trying to do shit that people...
One guy dies, the other guy lives forever doing gay bullshit.
But they're both trying to do something.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what
it's
I mean?
It's too close.
It's too
they're
close.
They're both trying to do...
It's too close.
And stop. Right. I understand you have a fucking
cultural
attachment to that.
Mm-hmm. My mom worked at a restaurant named after.
I tell you,
Icarus.
It sounds like some Native American bullshit.
No.
It sounds kind of a little bit Native American.
The Greeks and the Native Americans basically
shut the fuck up.
The
right
same
now.
Level of storytelling.
There was a man who tried to fly to
the
sun.
There was a man. If it was a Native,
no,
if Sisyphus were American, Native American, would be like, there was a man, and he saw a big rock, and he. The him and the rock became friends. And many moons passed, and they grew distant. And the man became friends with the frog, and the frog told him about the rabbit. And said,
"Your anti-Native American mythology agenda."
No, he's just trying to
rabbit
cause a divide between us and the Joe Rogan Experience, which we know is he's incredibly pro-Native American.
Mm-hmm. No, we got to get on
We're a different thing.
They're fucking crazy, bro.
They're crazy, man.
They got a lot of really crazy ideas, and a lot of it's true. A lot of stuff they were saying 500 years ago, you go back, like there was this one story they had about a fox and a rabbit that were friends, and then the fox ends up eating the rabbit. And now scientists have found in nature there's evidence of foxes. There's a video of it. You can look at it, of a fox eating a rabbit.
I saw it on YouTube.
And it's like, you're going to tell me, but you believe in the Bible when the Native Americans, who aren't even Indian, by the way.
Yeah, they're not.
That's a different place.
Why would they call themselves that?
Why are they calling themselves Indians?
That's ridiculous.
When Indians, you still care, even the regular ones, you don't know what the difference is between them and then the ones I hate, you know.
Right, they're all the same to us, right?
And fucking, let me ask you, have any of you seen Dream Horse yet?
It's about me, Nick Mullins, sucking off a horse in my dreams.
I thought it was charming. I thought it was a charming movie. And that's what should be in the Bible, is the story of Dream Horse.
Right, yeah. Amen, brother.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh,